From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, top officials of the Bush administration are defending their efforts to reconstruct Iraq. Vice President Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld both faced questions about the cost of the occupation. And Secretary of State Colin Powell is promising to turn Iraq back over to Iraqis as soon as possible. Powell spoke during his first ever visit to Baghdad, where our coverage starts tonight with NPR's Emily Harris.
Secretary Powell visited a Baghdad City Council meeting, met with Iraq's new foreign minister, and with the Interim Governing Council, the U.S.-appointed body that selected the country's new ministers. Powell said he was deeply impressed seeing people hard at work rebuilding a nation and society. But he said full legitimacy will take time. How quickly the U.S. will hand full power back to the Iraqis is a key dispute in negotiations over a new U.N. resolution. Powell said you can't just create a new government and then say go.
Everybody would like to accelerate this. Everybody wants this to go fast. We don't want to stay here a day longer. It is expensive. Our young soldiers would like to get home to their families. So we are not hanging on for the sake of hanging on. We are hanging on because it's necessary to stay with this task until a new government has been created, a responsible government. The worst thing that could happen is for us to push this process too quickly before the capacity for governance is there and the basis for legitimacy is there and see it fail.
An Iraqi official involved in planning the country's new constitution said today it could take 2 years to write and approve, then elect a government. The U.S. has set no firm timetable. At Powell's news conference, an Iraqi journalist thanked the secretary for the liberation, then asked how much Iraq must pay. Nothing, Powell said.
The only thing we're expecting in return is a free, democratic Iraq that will be a friend and partner of the United States and a friend and partner of their neighbors in this part of the world and a responsible player on the world stage. And that is what we came here to do. That is what our young soldiers gave their lives for, and that is what we're committed to helping Iraq achieve.
Another U.S. soldier was killed today by a bomb planted along a road in Fallujah. Nearly 300 U.S. troops have died in Iraq since the war began, more than 70 in combat or attacks since May 1st, when President Bush declared major operations over. Powell said the overwhelming message from Iraqis he met was gratitude for U.S. involvement. But in Fallujah, Iraqis are still angry. Ali Ibrahim Mohammed's son was killed when U.S. troops mistakenly got in a firefight with Iraqi police on Friday. What can I say? Mohammed asked. How can I express my feelings? The U.S. has destroyed us, occupied our country, and killed our sons. They say they came to liberate us, he said, but they raid homes and now kill policemen while they're doing an important job. Powell acknowledged security in Iraq is still a challenge, but he believes Fallujah and other areas will stabilize when U.S. troops get a better idea of who is carrying out the daily attacks against them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.
Today in Fallujah, one of those attacks killed an American soldier. Insurgents also wounded three U.S. soldiers in fighting today. Here in Washington today, Vice President Cheney is defending President Bush's request for more spending in Iraq. The president asked Congress for an extra $87 billion for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. That would put the total cost of the Iraq war over $150 billion so far. Before the war, White House Budget Director Mitch Daniels said the war would cost about $50 billion, so NBC's Tim Russert asked Cheney if the administration misjudged the cost.
I didn't see a one-point estimate there that you could say this is the administration's estimate. We didn't know. And if you ask Secretary Rumsfeld, for example, I can remember from his briefings, he said repeatedly he didn't know. I think when you and I talked about it, I couldn't put a dollar figure on it.
But Daniels did say $50 billion.
Well, that might have been, but I don't know what his basis was for making that judgment. We do know that we are prepared and need to be prepared to do whatever it takes to make it work.
A new Washington Post ABC poll finds that 6 out of 10 of those surveyed disapprove of the president's request for $87 billion. Asked about that survey on CBS today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld questioned the poll findings.
If you cast it that way, it's not surprising that the public would respond that way. On the other hand, if you cast it correctly, that the $87 billion is part of the global war on terror, and that it is a lot better to be fighting terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan than it is in the United States. I think the Congress will approve the funds.
One of the Democrats who wants to replace President Bush, Senator John Kerry, appeared on that same program today.
My reaction is that the Secretary and the administration still don't get it. The $87 billion is the price tag for their arrogance and their miscalculation.
Kerry voted to authorize the president to take military action, but he contends that the White House is mismanaging the peace.